Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Paz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Kaz Powers. Well, Paula, this morning, talk about fit in 15 minutes. We have a top guru right with us, Teresa Tapp.
We sure do, and we were privileged to be with her in person a few years back.
Yeah, so. We really were. And on top of that, you know what, she is an exercise physiologist, a nutritional counselor, and savvy businesswoman. Teresa knows how a woman's body works, especially women over the age of 30. And for the past 18 years, she has been chronicling her personal experience and collecting data from hundreds of female clients, developing exciting new insights on women's health and fitness. And in the past, this dynamic personal and rehabilitative trainer worked exclusively with professional models in the glamorous fashion industry. So, and you know what, she looks like a model, doesn't she, Paula?
Oh, yes. And when she says over the age of 30, well, I fit right in there. I can't wait to hear what she has to offer.
That's true. By the way, I must do an EAS test during the show, and so I wonder if we need to progress with this first so we're open on the board, Paula.
Okay, what time do you want to do the test, at 5 minutes?
We could do it now, and then we can go from there. Can we do that with you? Can you just kind of hold?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, great. Alert system.
Well, I hear that alert system.
Alert system, and now we can get back so much.
Okay, we have to do that every once in a while.
Yes, we do. But you know what? We're just really lucky. We're able to be with our listeners. And so that's just a wonderful detail.
Well, thank you, Teresa, for being with us today. We know you have such a busy schedule, and we're going to have fun with you today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I mean, it's so exciting because the last time I saw you, oh, my goodness, so much has happened.
Oh, yeah, and you can share that with us today.
Well, you know what? You are a trainer. Talk about developing a system that energizes people, Teresa. This is what you do. People see you, and you know what? They just kind of fall in line because it's a lot of fun doing what you do, even if you're not a pro.
You know, I don't believe fitness is just for people trying to lose weight, and I'm the get real fitness person. As you know, being a big fan of the grape and being in California, I'm the one that lets you eat and drink whatever you want. You just need to know how to move your body to help it digest it, assimilate, and eliminate the things it doesn't really need.
Oh, that sounds good to me. So, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, and the last time I saw you, I was talking about being over the age of 30. Well, now that I'm well over age of 50, you know, it's like everything that I was talking about is without exercise obsession, I'm proof that you can get through menopause, get in even better shape during menopause, and still be able to eat and enjoy the foods you like during menopause without losing control.
You know, I was also wondering, Teresa, I can't remember whether or not we had men in the class. Are there men allowed to come into your class?
Yes, indeed, we do allow men. It's regardless of gender and really regardless of age. But because I had been known as a female fitness expert for years, during the 80s, especially when I was in the fashion world where I was helping these supermodels and new models attain body perfection, it's the female genre everywhere internationally. I became known as the female fitness expert. But along the way, I've been training athletes, collegiate as well as professional. I spent many years in Germany working at the Bundesliga, the Olympic Athletic Performance, because Hamburg, Germany is where most of the catalogs are. So while I would be day job doing the models, in the evening and weekends, I was with all of the high-end athletics. And this past year with the Olympics, and Dana Torres showing that how much the body and her being female over age 40 to break records and to athletically compete against people half her age is proof of the pudding. And it's where she was coming from was exactly what I was learning and preaching 15, 20 years ago. So it's exciting to see that more and more people are understanding how to activate muscles internally to get better results externally without equipment, without jumping, without stretchy bands, really without going to the gym or even taking a full 15 minutes a day. I don't exercise every single day, but I do incorporate the TTAP muscle activation secrets while I stand in line, while I sit. It's amazing how less is more if you understand how the body works.
Well, it sounds like you've been, as Taz said, chronicizing your personal experience and collecting data. So it sounds like you have learned a great deal throughout these years. So your experience and know-how is so, so important to all of us.
Well, isn't it experience that life is your best teacher as you gather wisdom through the years? The only reason I was kind of a breakthrough was that my program started from my back injury. So at age 18, I had a far beyond years understanding how the body alignment is so important to be pain-free. And then as I developed that workout, which is very physical therapy and approach, the inch loss came so fast that everybody wanted it for looking better, not just feeling better.
Now, you're really echoing, so I don't know if
it's... Yes, I hear it echoing, too. I don't know what happened.
Taz, are you there? Taz?
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Taz?
Shall I hang up and call back in?
Oh, yes. I don't know if we've lost Taz, too.
That's very scary. All of a sudden, The energy got so strong that we tried the circuits, I guess.
Yeah. If you could call back in, maybe that would fix it. And I'll wait for your call.
I'll do that. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, here we are.
And it still sounds very echoey on my side. Thank you.
Well, I can't even hear Tad. Just a moment. Let me put the music on and I'll call her on the other line and see if I can pick her up on the other line. Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like we don't have an echo anymore. Taz is not with us, and I'll look for her to call back in, but we can go past the hour because we know that you have an hour's worth of things to share with us.
No problem.
So you were talking about just being able to do things while you're standing in line, and just a few minutes a day can really help someone.
Oh yes, I got a book published since I last saw you. Random House Ballantine Books is my publisher, and so I have it where everybody can get the full 15-minute workout and the 45-minute workout all within the book. But what the book allows, even more than the DVDs that I've had over for 10 years, is that TTEP's much more than just an exercise program. It teaches you how to create this special maximizing way of activating your muscles during daily activity or even during your favorite other exercise type activity like walking or another DVD that you might like. But for it seems as the older we get, the less time we have. So understanding how to stand in line or while you're in a chair or sitting at a desk or even while you're watching TV or cooking, you can create muscle activation. And it's like I even simplify it down to four simple things to do throughout the day, and you can increase your metabolic rate, you know, and boost your body's ability to burn fat and to keep the glucose, the sugar down, not only to keep diabetes away, but that really allows you to eat carbs without gaining weight as you get older, because women gain weight with carbs as we age, all based on glucose.
Now, what are the four simple things so everybody can hear?
Okay. Basically, it's thumbs away, no duck feet, lift those ribs, and tuck till you feel your tummy tighten. So in breaking that down, whoever is listening, thumbs away. It seems like, now how could that make any difference with muscle activation? But thumbs away is one of the secrets to getting rid of back fat. You know that bra pudge that cuts in the middle of your back? And then you can see, when you have thumbs away, like right now, if everyone who's listening, if you're not driving a car or if you're at the stoplight, I want you just to do a shoulder roll twice going backwards. Just think, ready, shoulder roll one and two. Feel what muscles are being activated? Now, with the hands down swinging, just let your hands swing, one, two. Now, we're going to do those same movements, but with thumbs away. So hands down, spread your fingers, okay? Now, or even just like hold your fingers with the thumb and go thumbs away back as far as you can. Did you feel the muscles activate? Right about where that ball would be coming in on your back, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so now there's more muscle activation. Keep those thumbs back. I want you to kinetically feel it's going to start to tingle. With the thumb back, you've rotated your shoulder ball joint, and all of the muscles that attach to that shoulder are activated, and now I want you to do two shoulder rolls. Ready? Shoulder roll, thumb back. Shoulder roll with the thumb back. Feel how many more muscles are activated that are attached from the shoulder to the spine. It's much more comprehensive. Now let's just let it swing. Swing, swing with the thumbs away. Now let your hand relax. Swing, swing without it. Feel how it inactivates up in the shoulder. As we age, our posture tends to slump and the thumbs go in. When you start looking at people while they're shopping or walking, you'll notice how many people have thumb facing inside, palm facing to the back. I call it the monkey. Think how apes, they always have thumb in. And so over time, you inactivate the muscles at the shoulder and upper back. And where you inactivate muscles with time is where you store fat. Everyone knows that activation, that muscles burn fat for fuel. So if you inactivate muscles all the time in the same place, you're going to store fat there because the body likes to use fat for the whole body, not just for spots. Areas, but when you activate the muscles to burn fat in that area, it's going to store it elsewhere. So if you don't want upper back fat, shoulder pudge, armpit pudge, thumbs away. So as you pick up a bottle of milk, a gallon of milk or water or bleach or whatever or a pail, thumbs away instead of thumb in. As you pull your roll-away suitcase as you're traveling, thumb away. As you're pushing the grocery cart, instead of having your thumbs facing each other as you push, right now, everybody put your hands as you're imagining you've got a grocery cart in front of you. Both of it, push, push, feel what muscles. Now, pretend like you're grabbing underneath and the thumbs are away. Now, push, push, feel the difference right there in the bra pudge area. So you can trim the back fat with that muscle activation in the upper back all by thumbs away. Now, obviously, you can't walk throughout the day with palms forward, thumbs away, but you can activate the muscles and have palms facing the inside of your body and thumb forward. Okay? Case in point. Right now, let your hands just swing with thumbs facing inward. Right? Now go one, two, three, thumbs out. Let them swing. Feel how that really activates. Now go palms to the center, thumbs forward. Feel how you can maintain. And now let that thumb go in. Feel the difference?
Wow.
So
yeah.
If throughout the day, if whenever you're standing in line or walking, if you just make sure that your little finger is barely touching the thigh, as you're walking, let that little finger touch, or once you stand and your hand's hanging down, that little finger touching, you can barely feel it, then you know the palm is facing, the thumb is forward, it's almost like a V, and that's one of the tricks I used to teach the models, so that we stand with the thumb and the little finger touching, they would look so much prettier than if the front of their hand is facing forward and the thumb is inward, because it makes the hands look big and ugly. So to the side, it looks slender and graceful. And that's why with T-tap, lots of people start to say, I'm standing like a dancer. I'm getting a dancer's body. It's because it creates greater muscle activation inside. Okay, so that was step one. The next simple thing is no duck feet. Do you notice how many people walk like a duck with their toes outward?
Yeah.
Like think ballet, and the knees are still going forward. So thank goodness we don't wobble, but if you keep walking like a duck over time, you will see as people age, they gather a lot of fat on the inside of the knee and on the top of the knee, because you're inactivating the muscles on the inside of that knee, and flatten the arch of the foot. The heel starts to slide in because the ankles start to shift. Have you seen people walking around that have sandals and you can see how their heels are sliding in on those flip-flops? Well, what happens is when you walk like a duck, you're torquing your knee, and with time you get knee problems and your knees start to hurt. So it's not just that you get knee knocker fat, those fat pads, but you get muscle imbalance. So many times the precursor, this is why T-TAP is very physical therapy, very rehabilitative, because it balances the imbalances that have occurred over time. And the imbalance of duck feet is that you get weaker muscles on the inside versus the outside of your knee. So all of a sudden, after 10 years or 20 years of walking like a duck, and kids at teenage years are starting to walk like ducks, is that you will all of a sudden slip and fall and get a torn meniscus or an ACL issue. And so many times I see watching people in gyms where they're doing step aerobics, step up, step down, step up, step down, all with duck feet. And all you have to do is get the toes forward. But all of you listening right now, if you stand up and you just put your toes forward and make sure that your ankle, knee, and hip ball joint are in a straight line, as soon as I say toes forward, they go, ooh, I feel pigeon-toed. It feels kind of odd. It's because you're reactivating muscles that are too tight and strengthening ones that are too loose. But over time, just by thinking no duck feet, not only will that knee knocker fat pad on the inside start to diminish within 1 week, okay, the best news is the knees stop hurting. You're going to help prevent, and the side benefit is that you start to lose in the tummy. Because when you walk like a duck, you inactivate the abdominal muscles that attach at the hip ball joint. So keep those thumbs away and no duck feet. And especially when you're walking upstairs, toes forward and then push that knee out as you're going up the stairs. Okay, but that's another thing you learn in T-TAP. Let's get to number three on an easy way to really boost your body's ability to burn fat. You lift ribs. Throughout the day, just think ribs up. Okay, now, most people understand, as Grandma told us long ago and some of our mothers, that if we would just stand straight, we'd look 5 pounds thinner, right?
Right.
So I want you to feel the difference on muscle activation. I'm going to give a count of three, because when people say stand straight, they usually say get your shoulders back in alignment with your hips. So right now I want everybody just to focus on the shoulders so that you can feel how subtle it is in a difference on muscle activation. So on a count of three, I want everybody to think shoulders back in alignment with their hips. Are we ready? One, two, three, shoulders back. Okay, relax. Most of us can feel how the pectoral muscles of our chest stretch back. Okay, now feel what I just said. One, two, three, shoulders back. Okay, now you felt your ribs lift at the same time, but it's a difference when you create. T-TAP's all about mindful movement, where you really create mind-to-muscle connection. Feel the difference, everybody standing. On a count of three, all you're going to do is think ribs up. Don't even think about the shoulders. Just focus on the ribs. One, two, three, ribs up. Did you feel how more of the muscles along the side of your body activate? Those are your lats. Okay, let's do that one more time. One, two, three, ribs up. Did you feel it?
Yes, you can even feel it when you're sitting in a chair.
Exactly. This is for sitting, standing, whatever. So as I'm sitting in a chair, too, because I'm in front of my computer, when as soon as you feel ribs up, I want you to tune in what you feel at your belly button. Ready? One, two, three, ribs up. feel how you can feel the ribs up help pull up the abdominal cavity internally, not just tighten the muscles. It's literally creating better body alignment and more room in the abdominal core cavity so that your body has its natural ability to cinch in a waistline. If your ribs are down, okay, right now everybody just focus on what happens in the tummy area when you let your body slouch, ribs down. 1, 2, 3, ribs down. Feel the lower belly pooch. Okay, tune in. 1, 2, 3, ribs up. Feel it stretch up. So people who are in wheelchairs, so anybody listening who has to be in a chair because they can't hold their weight all the time, the biggest problem is constipation because of inactive muscles in the abdominal cavity. So you can't eliminate all of that waste product because ribs down inactivates the muscles that are all in the abdominal cavity. Just ribs up helps those digestion elimination properties continue on the way they're designed to be and for the way we look externally. Ribs up activate the lats, those muscles on the side, and most of us get shoulder problems because we have tighter traps, those muscles that go from the shoulder to the neck, versus the lats, which go from the shoulder to the mid-back. And the lats are one of the largest muscles in your back. So thumbs away starts to burn back fat. Ribs up totally burns back fat. So when people say you can't spot reduce, I go, oh, yes, you can with TTAP because I help you spot activate so that as soon as those muscles are activated, they're going to burn fat. Okay, the last one, and as you go, thumbs away, no duck feet, lift the ribs. Now tuck till you feel your tummy tighten. In the regular TTAP workout, I always say tuck butt, okay? And most people, when they say tuck butt, they'll feel their glutes squeeze, those buns. You don't get buns of steel. But it's a little bit different of tuck till your tummy tightens versus just tuck butt. So let's feel the difference so you understand how to sneak this exercise secret throughout the day. Okay, whether we're sitting or anything, I want everybody right now to focus on the glutes, okay? And we're going to tuck our tailbone under, tuck butt. So 1, 2, 3, tuck butt, feel those glutes, the gluteus maximus, maximized as much as we can, relax. Now the next one I want you to focus on the area of your body is your lower lumbar curve. I call it no kidney bean. You have a lower back, most of us women, especially when we wear those high heels, the lower back arches out, especially those of us who've had children, because carrying a baby makes you arch out that lower back. Is everybody following me? So tune into that lower lumbar area, and I call this curl your core, like you're going to make that lower curve into a C. You're going to tuck the tailbone under, but you're going to focus right behind the belly button and curl that lower lumbar. So ready? 1, 2, 3, curl. Feel the belly button pull back? And did you feel how the glutes, the butt muscles, the maximus, isn't as activated because you're using more gluteus minimus, the next layer underneath? Try it one more time. It's really subtle. 1, 2, 3, curl. Now 1, 2, 3, keep that curl. Lift ribs. Feel how everything's activated and relax. Could you understand what I was saying?
Yes.
It's very subtle. So if you tuck till the tummy tightens, because you want to sneak this in, you can't do a big curl tuck butt under when you're standing at the line at the bank. I want everybody now to do all four together. So just think thumbs away or at least a little finger touching your thigh with the thumb. Lift those ribs, okay, your toes are forward, no duck feet. Now just tuck till you feel your tummy tighten, just till the abs tighten. Feel that? Very subtle. Now while you're standing there, it looks like you're doing nothing, but you're isometrically activating muscles, and it's more than isometric squeezing. You're activating the full length of the muscle from origin to insertion, and relax. You'll start to feel your heart rate go up, and you'll start to feel some heat, which is calorie burning, boosting the body's ability to burn fat without moving large muscle movement. It's all being done internally.
I would think that would strengthen your lower back, too.
Completely. That's why TTAP, when I said earlier, when we started to get a little bit echoey, is because I have fusion of my L4, 5, and 6, the lower back. I have always dealt with lower back issues and pain since the time I was about 18. And so from life experience and pain being the best teacher, I began to understand at a very young age how to activate muscles along my spine to help maintain optimal alignment, to help keep pain away, to strengthen without weights, without anything, because I still to this day, if I don't at least do these muscle activation secrets, I crawl out of bed instead of standing. You have to get the blood flow to get it all warmed up and get the nutrients in and keep it nice and warm. And that's just by activating. And so you can prevent back problems or you can improve back problems just by understanding how to activate these muscles internally. And that's what TTAP really is all about.
Well, just to these last few minutes of you telling us about these secrets, I mean, that could help people that are listening so much, just those few little things.
It's so exciting to me. I'm not a techie, okay, but I'm such a nerd. I'm like a geek when it comes to physiology because I think the body is an amazing machine. That's what quantum physics, it's like we're so wired, brain to body, but if we get imbalanced, we either become too cerebral, or I've seen so many people going into the fitness world of or weekend warriors where it's lights on but nobody home, where we become all neck down and no brain. There's a balance between brain to body, and when you can connect it, get brain to body and mind to muscle transmission optimized, energy, mental clarity, creativity, everything is enhanced because we're all wired cellularly to a main core, our spinal cord, which goes to our brain but extends out to the fingertips and the toes. And when TTAP, when people do TTAP, the basic 15-minute program, which is in that book, Fit and Fabulous, or on the, is all you need for life. You can use it as a standalone. You can use it as a warm-up to your favorite activity, as well as these little tips that you learn within the DVD or in the book. And you can stay fit and look and feel better for life. It's amazing what I've done since I just turned 50, and now I'm 52. And the picture you see on your website, I was 49. That was my picture of my first CoverGirl shot. And I think I look pretty good for 49 there. And you know what? I might have a few more wrinkles, but I think I still look pretty good. As Dr. Perricone says, TTAP's an anti-aging workout. And it's not about looking just, you know, wearing the same size you wore in high school. No, it's having everything in the right place, fit and firm, and having the clarity of mind and the sparkle in the eye and the hop in our step. And I have a few wrinkles more than I did when I was younger, but at least they're smile wrinkles. But it's like feeling good, and so you can share and do and have quality of life. That's what excites me and what the body can do. And so I'm so motivated to help anybody who wants to learn how to activate their body, that we give unlimited support. 1-800 number, North America, Mexico, Canada, internationally on emails. So it doesn't just stop with I'm not just not trying to sell a bunch of DVDs, or I'd love to get my book up to New York bestseller. We're in our eighth printing, but it's more about me to see the empowerment of people where the lights flash on, where they go, oh, I understand this. I can regain. I can help my body look and feel better, regardless of size. And so that's why I was so excited to be on your show, because I met you. I know how you are. We kind of share the same enthusiasm and zest for life of helping everybody be the best that they can be, spiritually, physically, physiologically, and it's exciting that we can.
Yes. Teresa, I need to ask you a question here.
Okay.
You know, you are one person, and I know you have a team with you. However, maybe people can't go and travel and be with you. Do you have any trainers in our area, in the South San Francisco Bay Area or toward Gilroy or in those directions that, where our listeners are listening at this point?
Or Sacramento.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In your area, closest would be Karen Seraphine, and she's a regular contributor. She has a column that she's had for many years, writing about all types of fitness, and she comes from the traditional muscle building with the weights to build the bones and stronger muscle. And so that's the beauty of it is she'll be able to help a lot of people who are wanting to use TTAP muscle activation while they're weight training, or people who've achieved muscle imbalance from weight training, how to incorporate TTAP, or who want to do nothing but TTAP. That's all I've done for 35 years is TTAP, nothing else. But she's right there in your area. She holds clinics and seminars and one-on-one private training. I have another trainer in Northern California. Anybody listening can go to TTAP.com, and there's a whole list of trainers. I have trainers all over the United States, in Mexico and in Europe and in Canada. But you do have Karen Seraphine right in your back door.
Great. So that's T-TAP, T-A-P-P.com.
Correct.
And, oh, boy. And there's another question, too. You said there's most surprisingly, a connection between the fitness and your body. Tell us about that.
Fitness in the body. People sometimes look at fitness as to what clothing size they wear, okay? Sometimes people look at fitness as to how long they can maintain their energy all day, doing, like, whether they're raking leaves or shoveling snow for those that are in those areas. The fitness and connection of brain to body is mindful movement is what I call it, where there's actual functional fitness is part of it, but it goes to mindful movement. When you totally have your mental thought process going to spot-specific during large muscle movement. TTAP, and this sounds real big and flowery, but I can break it down. It's the comprehensive activation, okay, meaning the full length of your muscle. Your muscle's attached to two points on your bone, origin to insertion. So with TTAP, I created it to where you always have full fiber muscle activation of 5 to 7 muscles, okay, with extra focus of doing each exercise to your own personal best. So TTAP is going to challenge a marathon runner, a triathlete, a person who's very fit, and the same exercise moves will work for somebody right after a heart attack at stage 2 or somebody who's just never exercised their whole life and they just had a baby and now they're trying to wonder how am I going to shape up, or somebody who's never exercised their whole life but now they're just hitting menopause and it seems like everything's gone out of control. The same move is going to challenge all fitness levels if you go to your own personal best. And crazy as it sounds, the stronger you get, the more challenging it becomes, so the less you have to do it. You never do more than 8 repetitions of any move and only one set. So it's not like calisthenics where you have to do 100 of this and 100 of that, or with weight training where you do 3 sets of 12 reps, increase the weight, go down to 8 reps and work your way up and keep increasing the weight, or have to add stretchy bands. No, with TTAP, if you go to your personal best, you're always going to maintain challenge to your body, so it never adapts to it. And that's completely different than anything in the traditional muscle world. So what I want you to feel, let's all go back to our thumbs so everyone can understand what I just said. And on my website, there's lots of try before you buy downloads, so you can try these things. But right now, if you're not driving, okay, if you just extend your arms out to the sides with the palms up and thumbs back and make sure that your wrist, elbow, and shoulder are straight, and you stretch out straight as you can. Now, get that thumb back as far as you can. Now, some of you might notice that, let's just say your right thumb is pointing to the back, but your left thumb is not going back as far as your right thumb, okay? Because, now I'll let everybody relax, the longer you have it out there, you'll feel your heart rate start to go up. Because the longer you can hold the muscles tight, the greater the heart rate goes up. Now, in the beginning, you might not have the mind to muscle to make, or the strength to maintain the tightness the full 8 reps. You might only get 2 reps tight, slightly less, okay? And the thumb being rotated back further on one side of your body versus the other. With TTAP, each time you do it, you're going to build strength and flexibility at the same time. And all of a sudden, you'll notice your thumbs will be equally back, and they'll get greater rotation, so that you will get greater range of motion, and the greater range of motion, the greater the strength factor, because the more intense it becomes on the muscle activation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I broke my wrist, so it doesn't go as far. I broke my wrist, so it doesn't go as far, so this will really help it to get more limber.
Exactly. Those adhesions from your broken wrist, which then impairs, and then now your body can't eliminate, so cellular toxicity will always pool and accumulate on any place that anybody's ever had an injury, because you lose some of the range of motion, and the only way to move your lymphatic system and to move cellular toxicity out is with muscle movement. So with TTAP, you can improve that strength and flexibility, and for some people actually break through adhesions as long as you go to your max ability. So that's the human body that's amazing. It's just TTAP empowers you to help your body help itself.
Well, Paula and I really met it was a couple ladies at the session where we were, and they were excited that their diabetes had really taken a complete turnabout for them, and, you know, allowing them not to have to use meds, and they were just thrilled, needless to say. So when the movement of the body, I mean, you really can alter things. And Paula and I were able to talk with people that really had this happen for them.
Because it sounds too good to be true. When you see all of the success stories, and that's why I've always believed in having talk shows such as yours where people can interact and educate and find out that it really does happen. But it's where you just have to understand what's going on so that you can put mental focus to it and then you even increase its effectiveness. Let's talk about diabetes. I am the first to say that any type of exercise is going to help your body manage blood sugar better. Just get out and walk, everybody. Just don't walk like a duck, okay? But if you understand, and I have one move called hoedowns. You can get it at ttap.com. You can get it at YouTube. Hoedowns, I call it from the old hoedown square dances, okay? H-O-E-D-O-W-N-S. It's that little three-minute move will drop blood sugar 65 to 85 points within 3 to 5 minutes. It's amazing. But why it is doing it, why is TTAP so much more effective than any other exercise program out there in dropping glucose, is because you can easily do it anywhere, any place. It's internal. You can sneak it in. You can activate more muscles, and more muscles fully activated to maximize the body's ability to regain control. Muscles burn glucose first. I mean, in the blood sugar, the muscles are going to use blood sugar to activate. With TTAP, your muscles get developed with density instead of bulk, kind of like spandex. You're creating a whole internal network of spandex. The whole length of the fiber of your muscle is dense, lean, and mean. Instead of thicker in the middle, like a traditional exercise, they call it isotonic. So when you have more density, you're using more glucose even at rest. But the secret with TTAP being so much more effective is that its sequence of exercise movement is designed to work with the lymphatic system. Any type of exercise is going to be somewhat lymphatic because the only way to move lymph fluid is with muscle movement. We don't have a heart to pump the lymph fluid like we have a heart to pump the blood vessels. So circulation is increased with TTAP. You get more nutrients in. But you got to take the trash out. And the lymphatic system is what takes the trash out. And so when you're circulating and your body's even burning all this extra fat, the lymph system is what moves the fat around for optimizing the body's fuel system. So when you're combining the body in alignment with full fiber activation of multiple muscles and lymphatically pumping it all at the same time, it turbocharges the body's ability to eliminate excess sugar from the blood, get utilized as fuel, and all of the other cellular toxicity and inflammation be eliminated. And I am more bold now than when I first met you, what is that, 8 years ago, because that many more results in clinical or controlled studies are coming in, and it just amazes all these physicians, and that's why I have kept in the medical world instead of the infomercial world, and I'm very excited about what we're even doing at Memorial Sloan Kettering, which is the Cancer Research Center in New York City. They're going into a second study on TTAP. It is incredible at how much it eliminates cellular toxicity, radiation, chemo, excess blood sugar, the additives and preservatives that you ate with that man-made food. So it really is an elimination workout.
So it helps the liver, too, it sounds like.
Completely.
Whoa. Well, I can't wait to share just a little bit that you've told us today with friends of mine. So it's just amazing.
Now, does anyone need those special 1 pound per foot shoe?
Oh, yes. You remember the days when I was talking weighted shoes. I still have my cardio strides, and then I was even asked by another weighted shoe company called Meditrex by iWellness. I love weighted shoes if they're ergonomically, orthopedically designed, meaning supporting of the foot, because I'm a big foot fitness expert. That's my last tag. These days, everybody's wanting me on TV to show foot fitness exercises. But weighted shoes, that's the only weight that I've ever done in about 32 years, is wearing weighted shoes are a stealth way, a sneaky way to help maximize and bone build those knees and hips, because nobody can see you're wearing weighted shoes because they're in the sole of the shoes. Not above. I don't believe in putting ankle weights or those weights that tie in on shoelaces. That can compress and flatten the arch and create plantar fasciitis. With TTAP, muscle activation of the foot, and those weighted shoes, which help you keep the weight balanced in a certain weight and add those, they were 3 pounds, weighted shoes, you really do get a bone bursting and boosting ability and maximizing some of that muscle internally. They make my back feel better because they have that negative heel technology at the same time. Well, since then, there's been lots of new shoe technology. Nike has a freeze shoe. There's Changshis that are not just negative heel, but they have a roll bar in the arch. You can find, I can talk shoes all day. That could be like a whole other radio show, just nothing but foot fitness and how to sneak in fitness with various shoes. There's even sandals that look like Geisha Girl sandals that have a negative heel. But you can learn those muscle activation with just within your regular shoes. If you get a shoe that has a wide enough toe box so that you can stretch your toes in there, is my biggest secret for anybody on foot fitness is while you walk, okay, and even if you're duck walking a little bit, if you just get the weight off the ball joint of the big toe. People are really surprised when I've done other interviews and various is how much your tummy's connected to your big toe. Who would think that your big toe can help you get a flat tummy? Right now, everybody, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, I want you to tune in around your tummy area, and on a count of three, I want you to lift your big toes as high as you can. 1, 2, 3, lift toes, feel your tummy. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, lift toes, big toes, big toe up.
Oh, yeah.
Feel how it lifts your, feel the tummy?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens is when you stay on the last three toes within your shoe while you walk and keep the weight off the ball joint, your arch will activate and stay lifted. And when you're standing in line, if you just think big toe up, it actually helps maximize the effectiveness between the ball joint and the little toe. So right now, again, in your shoes, these are all sneaky ways. Great way to keep deep vein thrombosis at bay when you're in an airplane, for those of you who are fearful about blood clots. So right now, everybody in your shoes, I want you to lift all of your toes. Now press ball joint and press little toe down. Feel the arch really lift hard. Okay, now 1, 2, 3, relax. Now do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, lift toes, press ball joint, press little toe, feel the arch lift, 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 relax. Now, you do that 3-4 times a day, you will be increasing the mind-to-muscle, brain-to-body stimulus down to the toe, increasing the circulation, but even more important, increasing the lymphatic elimination, which is your body's way of decreasing inflammation in your body so that you don't get such severe arthritis or can even get it, keep it away. Or help prevent it. That's why Dr. Perricone endorses our workout, TTAP, and he endorsed Fit and Fabulous in 15 minutes because it helps eliminate inflammation. And he's a big doctor about not having inflammation because it's the precursor to disease. And that's why he says TTAP is such an effective anti-aging workout. Inflammation is the biggest aging factor. So, want to tighten that tummy? Big toe up.
So does that mean we have to walk with our big toe up?
Now, when you walk, what it is if you keep the weight on the last 2-3 toes,
yeah,
and you're going to go heel, little toe to the middle, press off but not pressing on the ball joint. You won't flatten the arch, and then what happens is you press all of the weight into the big toe, and that's how you get bunions, by walking like a duck, and the weight transfer going on the ball joint of the big toe. These are taught in a walking workout I call Step Away the Inches, which you can use. It's a 25-minute walking workout that you do indoors, stepping in place, that gives you the equivalent of 3 miles in 25 minutes inside the privacy of your home. But what you learn in that workout, you can apply while you're walking on the treadmill, while you're walking outdoors and enjoying the fresh air, or while you're doing another walking workout, say like Walk Away the Pounds, or there's so many of them out there. But if you incorporate TTAP's muscle activation techniques while you're walking, you'll get a full body head-to-toe body sculpting workout at the same time, rehabilitate the knee, the hip, the lower back, knee knocker fat away, saddlebags away, just by incorporating those muscle activation at the feet. So today for your listeners, I wanted to say, I put it on my website, anybody who buys the book, Fit and Fabulous, gets the 20-minute walking workout for free. Because if I could just get everybody to go out there and not walk like ducks and learn all of the little techniques that we don't have enough time to share all of them on the radio today, and sometimes it's easier to see me demonstrating them, that little step away the inches and I'm doing them with weighted shoes while I'm doing it, but you don't have to have weighted shoes, can really body sculpt and provide ultimate cardio fitness as well. And it's so easy. But if nothing else, everybody today can learn for free that no big toe and, you know, stay off the ball joint, walk with the last three toes, and don't walk like a duck.
And helping inflammation not only helps sculpt your body, but it also helps the heart. I mean,
oh yes,
you're doing the body is receiving better than just exercise. It's receiving, like you said, from your toe to your head, your whole body is getting physically better.
Oh yes.
So you're actually saying that TTAP is aerobic and there's no impact on the body. So you're really making the muscles work the way they should work.
And this
Definitely.
Would be perfect for heart patients. I mean,
that's why Dr. Oz and Dr. Roy's, and I was on their radio show that they have on the Oprah thing, because there's so much about educating and being as a cardiologist. I've worked with a lot of cardiologists because that's the fear factor. How do you cardiovascularly, you know, train and condition your heart without increasing inflammation? Because it's a catch-22, you know, when you're like not so fit, and then that's why you hear these young kids that are 28 or even like the Olympic skater who just died of a heart attack because too much inflammation, because the heart is a muscle. And so TTAP gives cardiac conditioning without inflammation, and for those who've had heart issues, it helps you train your heart without increasing, and actually decreases. That's why TTAP works for anybody who has an autoimmune disease, you know, like chronic fatigue, Epstein-Barr, all, you know, musculosclerosis, all of those things, arthritis, have inflammation. TTAP is going to help your body help itself eliminate the inflammation naturally without medication, or work with whatever program you have so that you can slowly wean off these anti-inflammatories so that your body really does function back, turn back time like it used to.
Now, when did you start, I mean, you started to work with models, and but when did you go into the health part of all of this?
The health part of it really started when I was 18 going into college thinking I was going to be the cancer research doctor that was going to cure cancer for the world. We have such big dreams when we're 18 years old. We don't think about money. Because when my back was hurt, and I really believe it was divinely given to me, primary back stretch, the first move that's in my program. And in the book, it takes 15 pages to explain that three-minute move because it's so specific. Yet that's the one that I was told opened all the chakras within 3 minutes. Like, it's like the little move that makes such a big difference besides hoedowns. But when I was in university, and some of the factors came into play, and money being one of them, I was one of those that made too much money to be able to get an assistant, but not enough money to be able to do on my own. And since my mom died from cancer when I was, you know, 5 years old, well, six years old, I've always had a greater vested interest in health far beyond my years. I was designated driver before that was a vogue world because I didn't just pop any pill or take anything because I knew there were side effects to all medication because I watched my mom at a young age lose her hair, get sores on the body. While I was in university, the things that I were doing to help my back not hurt helped me evolve, you know. In first it was for the, I was doing these exercise moves to help offset the swelling of the tissues, that the edema it's called when you go through chemo and radiation, and helping people deal with the nausea, because when people are taking those treatments, if they do TTAP, the 15-minute workout, they don't get nauseous. They can help eliminate what's the side effect and help accentuate or improve the assimilation of what medicines are needed in their body. But anyway, all these patients that I was helping and I was doing tweaking of all these different moves, the ladies were getting so excited. Most of them were female. Most of them were breast cancer. I mean, it was all kinds of cancer. But they were so excited about how their pecs were perking, their bums were lifting, their tummies were flattening. I mean, you have to focus on a positive when you have so many negatives. They were feeling better, but they were also starting to look better. And then the ones who had breast cancer removed, they were regaining full range of motion. So if they did go for corrective surgery, they could be able to get the whole range and get some of that lymph movement, even though they were cutting out lots of lymph nodes. I mean, it was incredible. And so I was visibly seeing that I was being directed towards rehabilitative type fitness. Now, while I was in pre-med, okay, and then I moved over into kinesiology, the modeling world I never imagined to be, okay, I never imagined to go into the modeling world. I have this uncanny ability of looking at people, and I can tell you exactly what you're going to look like in 10, 15 years. I know where you're going to age, where you're going to gain weight, and I can help you prevent. Well, now you know the secret, because it's all about muscle inactivation internally as you age, okay, as well as the length of your knee to your ankle and the knee to your hip and the size of your wrist versus your ankle and all these little internal factors that I did a whole seminar called Personal Profile. But at any rate, Ford and company and, you know, in Paris and Milan and Italy, all these people, it really is advantageous if you can pick a girl when she's 12, 14 before things, you know, and guide along the way. It's not just who's pretty. I mean, they just have to have the right height so that ugly clothes look good and pull it off the rack. They don't want to have to nip and tuck and alter the fabric to the model. They're expected to look somewhat, you know, attractive and have it where they don't get shadowed. But they need to have that framework maintained being a hanger. Let's face it, it doesn't matter what size you are if it's fit, firm, and not lumpy. Because I've seen some real skinny, lumpy bodies. With TTAP, that was where I took the job position and went to Europe, primarily so I could get to Hamburg, Germany. That's why I took the fashion business, because in America back in those days, and we're talking the early 80s, no one in America was really taking vitamins. None of us were really talking about preventative wellness. I was the geek. They were like, what are you know, dealing in? In Europe, it was far beyond. And in Germany, it's the birthplace of a lot of our pharmaceutical drugs that we have in America. So I was learning all about feverfew and all these white elm bark. And, you know, and instead of taking the drug, I was learning all of this knowledge. But more important, I had the ability, because I was working with Claudia Schiffer and all of the supermodels, I had the ability to go into the Bundesliga and work with Olympian athletes, and this was the years when Germany in 1986 won all at the Olympics, except for Mark Spitz, because they were teaching what Dana Torres is doing now, and while I was formulating my workout so that these models could maintain fit, firm, lean bodies in the privacy of a hotel room, standing up in 3 feet of square space and never once having to sit on the floor, so that we could keep them out of the gym so nobody would see them and the paparazzi would take unflattering pictures, because this was before the days of internet and you know, iPhones that could take pictures to put over, is like the paparazzi would be hanging out at the gyms. While I was doing that, I could bring the models in and jog on the treadmill, and the scientists would let me share my ideas and hook my body up or the models' bodies up with wires, and I could fine-tune as to how to increase the heart rate with 6 to 7 beats just by 1 inch of bringing your shoulders back in alignment with your hips. Did you realize when you walk on a treadmill, as soon as you tilt forward with your shoulder in front of the hip, you deactivate the effectiveness and you start to increase inflammation for those who have heart issues, but you become less efficient in your heart's function on boosting metabolism, burning fat, burning sugar, and getting cardiovascularly fit, because you beat anywhere from 5 to 7 minute, beats per minute less. And think how many times, what do we do when we want to train harder? Don't we crank the incline up?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do when you go uphill? Don't you lean forward?
Yeah.
So it's counterproductive.
Yeah.
So if you lift ribs while you're walking on the treadmill, don't lean forward, try it the next time you're walking up those hills in California. Everybody else listening, try it when you go upstairs. Don't lean forward. Keep your shoulders lift the ribs and keep your shoulders back. And watch how much more you go. But you're doing it balanced. And it eliminates inflammation and cardiovascular strain. So that's why while I was in Europe, 17 weeks out of the year, because there's Autofersan and all of the catalogs that are in Germany, by day I book models, get all of the new girls to understand how to make ugly clothes look good and that you're just there to model and you've got 5 to 7 years. Then I was in fine-tuning how to help the body maximize its efficiency and effectiveness. And so for those of you who do get my workout on the Basic Plus, which is the 15-minute or the total, I go in such detail. I don't just say follow along and do this workout. I give you the how and why of every single move and go to the point of being anal and teaching you the 15-minute workout that it takes 35 minutes just to teach a 15-minute. And people say, Teresa, you teach like a German. I go, well, I was. I was in Germany at the very top.
Teresa,
my agent is a German.
Teresa, we've got about 1 minute left, and I just
well,
want to let people know that actually – This also works with problems with their monthly cycles and hormonal balance and everything. So, you know, you really got to pull in and go to Teresa's website.
Taz, I thought we could go a little bit over because we had such a rough beginning.
Okay. Well, the thing is that we have someone lined up here. So, but I just want to just let people know it's so terrific. And Teresa has also given us some specials. If you go to our website and head in and look there, you'll be able to find them from our website if you'd like, the TazAnnPaulaShow.com.
Right. And you said you're going to give away one book if they buy the...
Yeah, they get the Step Away the Inches for free with the book. And anybody who's listening, there's lots of stuff for free. But if you do want to get something, just remember Taz and Paula, like TP25, and you'll get a 25% discount off anything you get at my website. Just TP25. It's good until the end of the month. TP25 coupon code will give you that discount.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, to
and,
be
I mean, not only to make us feel better about our bodies, the look of our body, but being able to physically feel better. That's most important. And we thank you, Teresa, for being with us and for sharing all of your knowledge.
You know, it's really makes you get excited and with life when you know you can alter things for people. And you have already always been on our list, knowing that that's really available and it will work.
And it's never too late.
Oh, thank you. Those words, it's never too late.
And even people in wheelchairs can do some of these exercises, so that's great.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And you have things for new mothers and hot flashes, so it covers all ages.
Yep. Oh, yes. I will be bold enough to say, because I've gone through, I'm at the second half of the menopause now, I guarantee people out there that the TTAP workout, specifically the Ladybug, you can get through. You can diminish those hot flashes, and most people can keep them away just by doing TTAP muscle activation, just by knowing how to move your body 15 minutes a day.
Well, I'm going to go out, Teresa, and share all your secrets and tell people to be sure to get onto your website because this is important for everyone.
And if you can hook up to a day to be with Teresa, it's wonderful. And if not, she does have people involved in training in our area and that you will have fun doing it too. Ah, thank you. What a breath of wonderful fresh air.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you guys are doing so much and motivating and educating as well. So we'll all, what is it? Thumbs away. No
doubt. Thumbs away.
Lift the ribs, talk to the tiny titans, and yes, we can.
Well, have a great day.
You too.
Until next interview.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll have to have Teresa back.
Oh, we will. That was marvelous. Okay. Well, I'll call you back in a little bit here.
Oh.
Paula?
Yes.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, this is Paula and Taz back again, and we're going to be doing readings. Taz, are you there?
This is 91.5 FM.
Okay. So this is the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers. Well, today we, as always, you know, but it just tickles our body to know that we are able to assist people in a whole new way and do some readings for people. We always enjoy it so much, and we're glad that our listeners enjoy giving them too.
I know that last week we did readings for an hour, and we didn't get to everyone. So people had complained that they didn't get to have a reading during our show, so that's why we're doing it again. And for those who don't know how we work, I tune in to someone's higher guidance, and when you call in with a question, and I will work on the question while, and then give your birth date, and then Taz will look up the numerology and astrology part of the system that she works with.
Yes, and let's see, if you're calling in to the San Francisco, South Bay, Gilroy, Monterey, and through there, it's 831-255-2999. And if you're in the San Jose area, it's 408-260-2999. And if you're international, you're going to be calling 347-633-9155.
Well, let me see if someone over here wants to ask a question. Caller with 410 area code, did you want to have a reading?
Hi, yes. My name is Julia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, great. Okay. My birthday is September 16th, 1961.
Okay. Taz, did you get her birthday?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Now, do you have a question for me?
I was calling to see, actually, you can go either way. I wondered if you saw a move or a relocation to another state for me, or if you prefer... my daughter is possibly considering going to a different college. She's not really a happy camper where she is. So if either one of those would be fine, whichever you're stronger, you know, whatever your guidance is stronger drawn to is great. Thank you.
It feels as though you will be moving, but it won't be until the latter part of the year. It'll be like in the fall. And it will be what your guidance is telling me, it's going to be a remarkable move, a move that, even though you're thinking about moving, it's going to be an unexpected move. It's going to be something that comes and falls into your lap that you hadn't even thought about.
Oh,
and
good.
This is going to be different for you because you're used to, you know, planning ahead and getting things in order, but this will happen very quickly. And as far as your daughter goes, she's had a hard time adjusting.
Yes.
She needs to tune in to her own needs more. She's listening to others versus tuning in to her own needs. She's doing things that other people want her to do. And this is not making her happy.
We need you to talk up, Paula.
Okay. So I don't know if this makes any sense to you.
Yes.
It's like if you back up and you let her know that you will support her in any decision she makes, it'll make it easier. And anyone else that helps her with decisions, if they could do that also.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure her dad is a strong influence, but sometimes the way he presents things, maybe not, you know, a softer touch might be better, you know, more of a guiding hand than a pointing finger type, you know.
Right, because we're all inclined to think of our children as children, even when they become adults. So... this is something
right.
that maybe he has to learn, too, that she is an adult.
Yes. Oh, it's hard. She's our only child, so we're kind of all learning as we go. So, unfortunately, so.
Okay, Taz, what have you picked up for her?
Yeah, it's because she's really a real powerful, creative nature for you. You know, it can really kind of be, you must feel like you're pulled in two different directions this year. You know, it's like, it's kind of stressful and everything. I guess just acknowledge that you're being pulled in two different directions this year is what you need to do, basically. And this year is also a final cycle for you. It's you know, which means it's a closing cycle. It's, you're not going to begin anything new or anything like that. You just accept things in your life, but you don't add anything. You don't start pursuing anything additional. And getting yourself into some kind of spiritual or philosophical studies, kind of detaching yourself from that area that maybe might people might try and pull you into. And so you're kind of outgrowing your life. Well, oh, that can be a good thing. You're outgrowing your life.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's going to be an interesting interesting cycle for you. And remember, your beautiful gifts that you give to people is mental understanding. There's a perfection that you give and an investigative type of aspect that you're really good at. And an inventor or just developing aspects. And don't worry, you're not going to be making any mistakes.
Oh, good. That's always good to know.
Yeah, the thing is that a mistake isn't really a mistake. So if you look at it, I mean, it definitely just allows you to maybe to see another dimension of what you're working with. And then you can always change and go, oh, this isn't working, so let me just try this other way. You know, it opens up the door. So kind of relax and go out in nature and love nature, you know, because that's where you're headed. You know, that's just loving nature is so important for you.
Definitely. Yeah, I do enjoy being out, especially around water. I don't know what it is. It just has a very soothing quality.
I know, I know the ocean around you.
Yeah, this is your beautiful nature, and so just doing that is, you know, going to bring you more closer to that which you came in to do, and help other people enjoy that as well.
Well, that's very nice. Well, thank you, ladies, very much. I appreciate it. Lots of good
you.
Insights, and
thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
You're welcome.
Too.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, we have a caller on this end, too. Do you want me to open up
sure.
the line this way?
Uh-huh. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air. Can you hear
Good
us?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I know that you waited a while. Let's see, can we have your birth date, and then you can ask Paula your question.
Okay, great. My birthday is October 5th, 1952.
Okay.
And my question right now seems to be revolving around transitions at work and, you know, timing and things like that, and just noticing that there are some things going on at work and wondering if this is a time to think about shifting, or what do you see?
What I see is you're doing a lot of work. I mean, a lot of work.
Absolutely,
It's doubling up. They're cutting back, expecting you to do more work.
There you go.
So I'm not getting that this is a time to change for you. You do have to take some rest and relaxation here. You have to demand it, so to speak, so that you don't get too stressed out or get ill.
Right.
So the main thing this year is to take care of yourself, take care of your physical body, take care of your, be sure to take time out and not let others overwork you. And
which is interesting when, of course, they're demanding double.
I know.
So how do you find the balance in that? Yeah.
But you you're going to have to, because otherwise your physical body will feel it.
Yeah, and I'm noticing that too. Is this a time to consider no transitions at this point, as far as future direction, becoming more independent, weaning myself away from a place that doesn't quite honor me, or just stay the course and try to find some time?
Well, it doesn't feel like that's going to happen this year. It's more of next year that that's going to happen.
Okay.
Know that your number one thing now is taking care of yourself. You know, you can work and get more accomplished if you are rested.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that this needs to be told to the people who are giving you more work. Just say, I can get more done, but I do need to take care of myself so that I can get more.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that's pulling me, of course, is my mom, who's 87 years old, who also demands my attention when I have a few moments for myself. She needs me to take care of her, too, and she's down in Southern California. So part of what I was thinking is my future work right now best served to just spend some time helping her out, and hopefully that might help me, I don't know, in the long run with my own physical health. And, yeah.
You need to help. You need to ask others to help you too. So you're inclined to take on everything. You're inclined to say, oh, "I can do it myself." But this year, be sure to ask others for help.
Okay, that's a good message.
Yeah, it's not allowing yourself to be lured into a false sense of values. It's you bring higher values to others. You accept the challenges, but also it's like, what is it? It's a spiritual philosophy that you're developing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like giving to those, but also keeping some things for yourself as well.
Absolutely.
You know,
I'm still trying to learn that one.
Yeah. But it's like when you, you know, that's kind of hard to hook into, and that's something that I'm always working with too.
Mm.
But the thing is that you go, you have to be in tune with your body.
Right.
And when you're in tune with the body, you go, my body just doesn't want to do anything right now. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Say, okay, you know, I need to take time out. I need to take an hour out or whatever it is, or I need to do something different that will help me relax the stress on my neck or the whatever it is, you
know.
In other words, let your body, you know, allow you, take some time out to feel what your body is feeling.
Okay.
And what your head is feeling along with your heart. So if you can just say, oh, okay, I do feel this way, but at this point my body isn't going to relinquish anything, you know, and that you need to step forward and just, you know, and this is a spiritual giving. Think of it this way. It's a spiritual giving, and that's what you're looking at. You're 56, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So this is what you have in the ephemeris that I see, and so it's, you know, it's a spiritual giving, and everything will be fine. You know, you have the protection this year that you want, and you have, I know the brain is being challenged, but again, you know, if you look at how you really give to people spiritually and to yourself too, you can't give to anyone unless you keep some for yourself.
That seems to be a lifelong message, and I think I'm closer, but I think maybe the key is perhaps to allow my body and how the body is feeling to help lead the way in this regard.
Well,
yeah, take time out for a massage.
Oh yeah. Well, I see your overall context, a cloud, so to speak, that covers you, is that you're learning how to become strong, like the
mm-hmm.
number one. And I see the numerology aspect of it. So it's, you know, the number one is your challenge your whole life. So you're always going, oh, someone's, you know, always in there doing things that that you seem to always be bending your will to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, but here you're learning how to become strong, so spiritually strong is what
mm-hmm.
the words maybe you want to bring into your head.
Yeah.
And the spiritual aspects, you know, you need to love yourself first, and then you can always give to someone else,
right.
And know what your body is capable of giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Embracing the divine warrior, I guess, you know, that's what it's all about, is how you step into conflict with love and out of anger, not out of anger at all. And that's a huge, because, you know, you can't, oftentimes, you can't let people walk all over you. And you have to embrace that with love and say, no, it's not okay. And that's a really huge lesson.
Yeah, you can always say, I realize that this is what you want from me, but at this point, I need 20 minutes, or, you know what I mean?
That
kind of thing. So in other words, acknowledging what someone needs, and let's say that, you know, as soon as I'm able to get with you, I will do this. You know.
Good, great ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Well, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Okay. Anyways, have a beautiful day. Is there
anything else you wanted
to add, or any other additional hits?
I was going to say, if you head to our website and sign up on our website so that you can be in tune with what we're doing there, that would be a wonderful gift back to us.
Wonderful. I shall do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have a caller.
Okay, caller.
Caller, okay. Caller from 734 area code, you're on the line.
Hello, it's me again. Hi, Taz.
Hi.
It's Joy.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is who?
Joy.
Joy, hi.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Glad
I got in on the phone call last week. I couldn't do it, and so you scheduled it again. So that's great.
Oh, wonderful.
Perfect.
What's your birthday?
September 13th, 1953.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a question for me to work on while she looks up your birth date?
Well, yeah, I have, like, numerous opportunities appearing, and I just... need to honor my path first. That's what I've come to realize recently. And what is serving the best for me and on my path, which will end up always good. So I'm got things with writing going on, other things with... special ceremonies coming up and things like that. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing what's the best thing for all concerned, especially myself.
Well, what your guide is coming in strong and clear, saying that you have to set priorities. There's too many things coming in. It's like you open the door and it's like a flood coming through the gates. So there's too many things, too many opportunities, too many things that you want to do, too many people you want to help. It's just like the floodgate coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't do them all at once, you see. What you need to do is put on a piece of paper your priorities. What do I really want to do? What is the thing I want to accomplish first? And then just work on that, so that you don't overload. Because if you're giving too much to too many things, then things aren't getting accomplished.
Okay.
So priority.
Mm-hmm.
Priority is number one thing this year for you. And again, as the last caller, I'm saying that one of your priorities should be your health and taking care of yourself. Taz?
I was going, excuse me. I was going, whoa, boy, you're in a sixth personal year. So this just kind of magnifies everything, you know, any kind of, if you're not feeling well at all or anything, I mean, this is really, it's magnified. So I was looking at the aspect, the results of what you're working on, and this is, you're learning more inner control and understanding of your emotions, or the success you desire, and you're really changing yourself. It's almost like I call it a Father God type of thing. It's like you're looking at how all of this input that you're receiving is, can be worked through, and yet you have to, again, the same as the last caller, you have to remember that you're important, and people seem to forget that. It's
yeah,
you know, and for you, let's see, five, oh my goodness, okay, so I see, actually, you're a very old soul. And so they're going to dump anything in your direction. They're going to say, okay, we're going to teach you. All right. Let's see, you're 55, that's correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, geez, there's a lot of things that are kind of coming your direction. Also, finances, yeah, I guess you need to be aware of.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're really, you know, kind of pulling at you in every direction. And when you have everything kind of pulling at you in every direction, you really have to start giving yourself some serious love and nurturing, you know?
Yeah, and I have an opportunity to do another job, but do it where I live through another person out in Colorado, and I think it can work, but that's one of those things, you know. One of the other things to consider.
Let me see if I can find get the ephemeris here going, and I can see this here. So you're 13, and right now we're February. Okay, so. Actually, right now is you're in the blessing section of everything. Let me see. So maybe changes right now are going to be good for you. Any kind of changes that come up.
Okay.
Let me look here.
Yeah, I have good people that I can have dealings with, but also
changes
at home
or traveling. They're really financially beneficial under this particular influence.
Good.
So you have like from February 17th, you got 52 days that you can really.
Well, this would be around the end of March to get this going.
Ah, okay. So why don't you go ahead and count through and see what you're looking at. That's 30, 40, yeah, and
it's in that time period. It was when I would be doing that, going there.
Okay, so
set up with them.
It looks really, I mean, you have the backing here, and I really think it could be powerful for you. It could work.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
And yeah, if it were me, I like I said, you're in a Jupiter stance where the blessings come forth, so.
Yeah, it will definitely help my finances. That's going to have to be on the top of the list right now.
Paula, do you see anything along that line, too?
She just has to put this on her priority so that other things don't bounce in and get in her way. It's like there's so many things coming at her that she has to make up her mind which direction she's going to go and just go there and not bring in too much to do.
Okay. But you know, if you do are very exact, I think it will be good. You need to pay attention on that.
Well, the health is definitely in the forefront right now.
Okay.
About
well,
4 days, listening to myself and trying to get well, and that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, it's like when we are our lowest and that's it, well, you know what? There's only one way up.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So have some pretty flowers around you and play in the dirt if you can.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank
you.
You
too. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a caller, Paula? I do,
no,
and if
no.
you don't.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Just a second. KKUP, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi. You're echoing, so if you have radio on, you want to turn it off.
How about now?
Let's see. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe back away from the receiver.
Okay.
Quite a bit more.
All right.
Okay, you got to back away quite a bit more because you are definitely echoing, so it will be hard.
Maybe I should just turn the radio off.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Okay. We'll go to the other end of the house.
Let us know when you have the radio off.
Okay,
now back away from the receiver on the phone because you're still kind of muffled. I need a birth date, and then we need a question.
October 9th, 1957.
57, okay. And how old are you now?
51, 52.
Okay.
And
okay.
What is your question?
I have an issue with, I'm trying to help my father, who is in a elder abuse situation, but I don't have a lot of money, and I'm clear across the country. He's in New York, and I'm struggling with what to do, or if I'm just struggling with that.
You can actually have someone go in and check. You can have someone go in and check on him. That's not related to you?
I've gone through all of those things and called authorities, but he's in a kind of a state of denial.
Pardon me?
He's in a kind of a state of denial, and every time we think there's movement, he's going to leave. He might, you know, with some cajoling, and it's getting really frustrating for us. Me and my sibs.
Okay. I'm tuning in. Now I'm going to ask you a question. What makes you? What is the proof that you have that he's being abused? I mean, has he told
my
you?
My brother lives in the area, and his daughter occasionally goes over to make sure he has food and medicine, rides to the doctor, but he has a wife that can do that and refuses to do it. This is his second wife, and when he married, the house had been paid for like at least 20 years. She took a mortgage on the house and then purposefully defaulted on the loan after he asked for a divorce. So now he has to move. He's almost 90 years old.
Your brother is closer, right?
Yeah, he comes over. He tries to help. He has to go over when the wife isn't there because it causes problems. After any help leaves, it causes problems for him.
Well,
people are checking on him and stuff, and my sister in Atlanta has offered to go get him and move him down there. So he's on his way to do that. But I'm concerned mostly about his spirit. And this whole this whole trip for me has been somewhat of a catharsis because we've had a really problematic relationship.
Because the whole time that you've been talking, what I'm getting is he doesn't want help from you.
He does. He reaches out, but then when she finds out that someone's trying to help him, he has to turn about and say, no, no, everything's okay. You know, we're fine here.
Well, I'm getting that there should be some legal help, and your brother can actually get some legal help as a concerned relative.
I'm going to try and again talk to him, because it's kind of like, I'm not sure if you're aware of a battered wife. If the wife, every time the police or help comes over and every time someone comes to help, she says, no, everything's okay now.
Well, how much younger is
the energy of the people that are trying to help? And that's the position that my brother is in.
How much younger is his wife?
She's a few years older than me, and I'm his oldest daughter.
Okay.
She has an income.
Well, I don't know how the state that he lives in, but if there is even in the state of California, if there is even a hint that something's going on, this elder abuse, they do investigation without the person's knowledge that is being...
I got that in place. Actually, there is an Office of Elder Abuse in Ulster County. I spoke to the DA's assistant, and I also spoke to... there's an elder, it's kind of like a government agency. I think it's the other end of where abused children report go,
right.
On the other end. There is a state agency, and he does have a case open. But what we have to do is we are constantly having to call them and say, oh, you got to go check now. We haven't heard from him in days. He missed his doctor's appointment and, you know, things like that.
Well,
and there was no, she had the fuel turned off, and we had to call and have someone go and check. And so we're doing that. We're all hopeful that we can just kind of like ease him away from that situation before she killed him. That's
well,
like the,
a, there,
my, the thought that I don't want to have, you know, that thought.
Yeah. There,
and I'm fearful that my holding on to that thought is keeping that energy over his head. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. But what I'm really picking up strongly is his pride.
His what?
His pride. His pride is getting...
Oh, absolutely. He's old school. It's all about pride, and he's embarrassed and humiliated. And that is the thing that she's holding over his head, because she knows this.
Right. That's
without
the thing
a doubt, it's his pride. He's always been the strong, authoritarian center of the family, the guy who can fix it. You know, he is the problem solver. He's the matriarch of the family. And now he's being abused. So his spirit is diminished. And that diminished spirit can just die by itself if nothing else happens. You know, and I'm thinking because he's already survived two kinds of cancers, and he's 89 years old. The only thing in my head that keeps you alive is your spirit. So that's what keeps me up at night, and I'm trying to I'm having a real
I know you you're
my intention in the right mindset. Because I know if you what you think about you attract, and I'm just boy, am I having a hard time with that one.
Well, I don't think that's the point here. I believe that he will listen to your brother more than anyone because of his pride. If your brother approaches it in the correct way and works with his pride, and you get a paper trail going, I know it's really hard to be patient, especially when someone's that age. But it feels that there is an answer to all of this coming up soon. So you need to discuss it with your brother. Say that we have to conquer our father's pride and get a plan in place and work with the authorities, because the elder abuse is actually being watched more than anything else right now.
Sorry?
It's being watched by the authorities more than anything else. So it, your brother just has to be diligent from his end.
I don't want him to give up. I'll keep
on him then. Okay. All right, Taz?
Yeah, I actually see from about March 15th on that, you know, it's some things can change. So for you, I mean, for you, for our call-in person, it's like a Christ card. It's a sacrifice, influence. So just directing your feelings and everything in a selfless action, and it's a very spiritual energy, and the revelations that you have after March on will be supportive for you, I'm sure.
I'm so hopeful, because I did start a paper trail from way out here. My sister and my brother had no idea what to do, and it took me about 2 weeks, but I got it done.
Well, you mastering your emotions, too, through all of this, and there's a lot to look at. You know, so.
Yeah, and that's where I fall down.
Yeah, that's good.
There are attorneys who deal with just elderly law.
I found one, but unfortunately, I don't have the money to get that in place. What I'm in the process of doing is trying to find free legal help.
Is your brother and sister in a position to pull their money
together? We're all like just getting by, you know, just barely making our bills. We do send, you know, a little $50, $100 every now and then, which, on the other hand, he had to change his bank account because he does get a stipend from my relatives in Europe that she found a way to deplete that too. So now he has his own bank account in his name only. So we're still sending him money, all of us. But we don't have a lot of money to start that. So I'm still looking for the free help.
Well, the authorities, if you keep the paper trail going and not letting go, we'll do more investigation for you.
Okay, I'm just going to hold that and keep working on it.
And it has nothing to do with your negative thought. So it's your heart. Think of it as your heartful thought. It's from the heart, and you're concerned about your father. So that's not sending out negative energy. And see a light around him all the time, constantly.
I, that's my meditation. I see him in blinding white light. That's my last meditation before I go to bed.
Okay. So think of yourself as being the angel.
I was thinking, do you get a chance to go see him at all?
No, I don't. I haven't seen him for years, but I've spoken with him. And I had to come across a huge chasm to even get to the point where we were speaking to each other, because there was a lot of healing and forgiving and letting go of past everything on my part that I had to just drop. And just, the forgiveness, I think, was my guru in this whole situation.
Well, when you change, you don't have to do anything. I mean, you don't have to create. I mean, whenever you change and you become better and more spiritual, you change everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a lot of good work, and give yourself credit for that.
Yeah. This is a year for you to really express yourself and to be heard. And it's not a time for learning, but more of a time using what you've already learned. And your heart is big. And so, you know, just know that your thoughts are very, they transform people.
I'm doing a lot more art this year.
Good.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, sometimes, boy, we really get in a static situation, and it's hard, especially when you see your loved ones being not covered on bases that they should be covered with. We have our lines open, and remember, if you head to our website, TazandPaulaShow.com, and that's T-A-Z-Z and is spelled out, PaulaShow.com, and sign up on our website so that you can be more connected with who we interview and what we're doing and some specials that we bring to you as well.
So if anyone wants to call today for a reading, call 408-260-2999. And what is the 831 number, Kaz?
Yes, and if you're in the Gilroy, Santa Cruz, Capitola area, it's 831-255-2999. And if you're international, it's 347-633-9155.
So I guess... we're waiting for calls to come in for readings. Taz looks up your astrology and numerology, and I connect to your guidance.
There we go. KKUP, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What's your birthday?
9/20/68.
9/20/68, and what's your question? Oh, yeah, go ahead. Your question.
My question is, what is my life purpose? I feel that I'm supposed to help people, but I kind of feel like I'm at a crossroads right now.
When your life purpose is... oh, your guidance is being funny today. Is to learn your life purpose.
I can tell you a little bit about the direction I'm going, but I have mixed feelings about it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm actually back in school to become a nurse, but I feel like that I'm climbing a mountain doing it. I don't feel like I'm flowing with the direction that I'm going.
Actually, you need to finish that. I mean, you need to become a nurse, and you're actually going to use that license to have your own business, maybe not right away, but after you've been a nurse for a year or two, you're going to be helping others and having your own business. So you're not actually, after a few years, you're not going to actually be working in the hospital or working for a doctor. You're going to be working for yourself.
Okay.
And some type of specialty that you are not involved with right now.
Okay, I keep throwing it out to the universe that the right people will come to me, but I think a lot of it is just being patient, too.
Yeah, you're there. Part of your purpose is to teach others, and it's teach others about health and around that arena, and it will be something completely different than what you think that you're going to be doing right now. It's going to come in just like sit in your lap, and you're going to say, oh, ha, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. But it does have something to do. It's going to be around nursing. I mean, the license that you're going to get to be a nurse is going to be very important in your next step.
Okay, that's kind of what my instincts are telling me. Nice to get confirmation.
And you're going to be forever evolving. So the minute you think, oh, this is my purpose, you're going to find something a little bit more expanded, a little bit more. So it's never ending. Your purpose will keep expanding and evolving.
Okay.
Okay, Tab.
Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let me just kind of maybe consolidate the kind of person you are. You're really a diplomat. You're really a peacemaker. So you can imagine if you're in the nursing field, and your gifts are understanding and supportiveness and lovingness and charm, and it's like the challenges would be self-consciousness and fear and hesitation, being over conscientious details and things like that. But again, you know, you're the peacemaker, and that's a wonderful place to be. And this particular year is a 22-year. And a 22-year is a year that you need to get all organized.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll need to know, you'll know by by the 1st of October how everything is arranged.
Okay.
All right. By the end of September, the last three or fourth week in there, it'll kind of gel, and then by the end of October, you'll know exactly where your finances are, whatever you're dealing with, business-wise or whatever, relationship-wise, it will be, oh, okay, this is how it's going to be, okay? But it's a year that you'll be working hard, but don't do it too hard to upset your health. If you feel a lot of pain during this year at all, mentally and that kind of thing, just writing is very helpful to get in touch with your feelings. And, remember, it's a year to face reality and get organized in all of your affairs. And in June, do you have any family around close by to you?
All my family is very close, yeah.
Okay, so you might have some issues in June with family. But in the summer months, it looks like this career, this new plan could surface.
Okay.
And
I put a T-team proposal into the adult school, so this is very interesting.
Now, have you ever contemplated on going beyond the nursing, like becoming a nurse practitioner?
I have thought about that at times, yes.
Yes, I think that would be very beneficial.
Yeah. If you're having any agreements or contracts, you need to go over them with a fine-tooth comb. If you're having to deal with that, because maybe the agreement won't be honored between August and October. So read the fine print, whatever contract you're signing.
Okay, now would that be as far as career? Because I'm also in the process of a divorce.
Yeah, it's career. It could be also that. So you need to be aware of if there's any kind of contract that you're signing. Any kind of contracts, I would go over very carefully this year with your attorney or someone that really knows what they're doing.
Okay.
Okay. Just don't try to go the mile by yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And head to our website. Sign up. It'll be beneficial for everyone. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, we only have 1 minute remaining.
Oh, yeah, we're coming close, huh? Well, it's just always fun to share your life with you. We have fun doing that. We have a call coming in.
I don't think we have time enough for another reading, do we?
Okay, we actually have someone on the line, and we've got about 2 minutes. And so if you want to quickly give me your birth date. KK.
Hi, yeah, my birthday is 9/22/1949.
49, okay.
And what is your question?
I am interested both in my career and my marriage.
In changing, you mean?
Yes. Yes. My marriage is going through a really, really rough go this last year, and I just am like not feeling very clear if I should just keep, you know, going forward, or if it's time to, you know, change or what.
Well, things aren't going to change in your marriage, so you have to say, am I willing to accept this, or should I move on? There may be some hidden facts coming out that you, if you think about it, you already know about it, but you have refused to allow yourself to see it. So it's actually not that hidden. But there are some things in your marriage that you need to, like, discover or acknowledge. That's the correct word, acknowledge.
Okay.
And then,
so there's some denial.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes. So in this respect, you have to ask yourself, is this the way I want it, or should I move on? So it's up to you.
Because it's not going to change.
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Taz.
Okay, I guess we need to sign off. But thank you, caller, for calling in, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, this is 91.5 FM, KKUP Cupertino, Embracing Mother Earth with Taz Powers.
And Paula Nunes. Until next week, be sure to come back and listen to us next week, next Thursday.
And head to our website, TazAndPaulaShow.com.
And next Thursday we'll be on at noon.
All right. Blessings to you all. And we have Michael.